Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The Passover, when the death angel was going through Egypt, and when it came across the blood of the lamb on the lintel post, it passed over. But that was just in a certain area. God had told his people to go to the home and put lamb's blood above your house, and when the death angel comes through at night, it'll pass by. That's where we get the Passover. But now, think about it. You have a global virus that has everybody hunkered down in their home. Wow. This is unprecedented territory. And then we think about pestilence. We think about locusts. Just a week ago, there's this huge swarm of locusts going up the coast of Africa and destroying everything in its path. Wow. We can think about the bubonic plague in the past, AIDS, cancer, E. coli, the swine flu, mad cow. These are things that man has no cure for. And this is what God is talking about here. And then the next sign he told us was earthquakes. We just had one a couple of days ago. Was 5 on the Richter scale. That's right in the middle. So that shook up. And then I think about the earthquake that hit Haiti. Wow. God is warning us with these signs and said, hey, pay attention. I'm coming back. I want you to focus. You were so busy doing everything else, but now I will get your attention. And as he put these signs here, he wants us to pay attention, and that's what we'll get to. And the last part, it says, in diverse places. What does diverse places mean? It means different places. It means varying types. So when it lists all of these signs, people say, hey, these things have been happening from the inception of time. That's true, but not on a scale worldwide. All these things now we listed are worldwide. He is showing the nations, he is showing the world that, hey, I'm soon to return and I'm knocking at the door. And that's what verse 8, I want to look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, all these things are the beginning of sorrow. These are the warning signs we need to pay attention to. I like what Luke 21 verse 28 says. It says, when ye see, it says, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. God is soon to return. He's close. Can't you feel it in the air that something's about to happen? And we know that when Jesus Christ appears on the scene, or when he comes up and calls his church up to be received with him, there's going to be great chaos following that. And then he tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1, it says, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. What are perilous times? Perilous times are difficult times. Perilous times are evil times. And he says in the last days they are here. If you look at the world, look at America, in the sin that we're in, we're killing babies by the million. We're having illicit sex, drugs, and it's out of control. Only thing I can be reminded of time is the days of Noah. The Lord said all these things were going on when he destroyed the world with water. So Jesus Christ said, as the days of Noah, so shall there be the days when he returned. And we are in those times right now. God always warns us and gives us time to repent. So thank God these warning signs are really let us know that, hey, we need to get ourselves right. We need to get in the place where God wants us to be. 2 Peter chapter 3, 9 puts it this way.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.